Dear friends in Christ, how shocking are the words of our meditation for today, that Jesus Christ himself would say that he has not come to bring peace, but a sword. How surprising that must have been for the disciples to hear that Jesus himself would make great talk about that a man's family will be divided. For in Jewish culture is not the very unit of Jewish life, the family. And yet, the cross of Christ does divide. And how important it is for everyone to know of Jesus Christ and of him crucified, our Savior and our Lord. For without Jesus Christ, there is no salvation. When we, of course, hear that law again preached to us, even as Christians need, we realize how deficient we are in of ourselves, and that we are in need of a glorious Savior, that Jesus Christ, even as he points to his cross in our lesson today, reminds us that there is salvation, free and clear. We are not the ones who work or strive for such a thing, but that Jesus himself has done everything necessary for our salvation, that we believe and we are saved. And yet, when we should preach this important gospel today, there are so many different ways in which we find opposition to a message which people need. Well, even recently, I've been to parish ministry for 20 years. I went downtown to a hospital where 20 years ago in the chapel was a nice crucifix, where you ended up and you saw that there'd be people praying. And as I entered the chapel this time, I saw that they had replaced the cross with a glowing bowl of fire hanging and suspended where the altar used to be. And much to my chagrin and surprise, there were five men with Islamic prayer rugs. And they saw me, and they escorted me out the door because this was the Islamic hour of prayer. It's not the same world we once lived in. There are opposition all the time to the cross of Christ. I complained to the hospital authorities. I said, I was escorted out the door. And they said, Christianity has its time. You should be more open to these other religions. Can you imagine that? Jesus isn't just one God. Now he's out the door almost. And I got nowhere with this. And yet the cross of Christ must be proclaimed. It must go forward. In our lesson today, Jesus says, take up your cross and follow him. Yet how much apathy is there concerning the cross today? 85% of Americans say that they're Christians. 85% can write down on a note card, here's the address, the place of which I'm affiliated, the church of where I go. And of those 85% of those people who say they're members, less than a third of them come to churches today. It's a shame because when Jesus says to pick up the cross and follow him, where is it going? What is happening? And just as you are here today being asked to go forward into this world, those of us who are pastors, those of you who are aspiring to be pastors or deaconesses, you carry your cross. And literally, as the Word of God works in your heart, you're to die to self and live to him. We're reminded of our baptism every day where we are drowned, and we are to rise again in new life to him, into a world which needs to know him. A world which, if they don't hear this message of salvation, where will it be? It was that same day where I was in the hospital downtown. When I was walking with my clerical collar down the hallway, and out of the blue, a woman literally grabbed my arm and said, will you come with me? My husband is about to have heart surgery. And she said those words, which I thought were very surprising. We would like to have hope. And I came in next to that hospital bed, and I had a devotion based on John 3:16, which you all know, of God's love, his concern. I had a prayer with this man. And he told me, it doesn't matter what happens now. even if I don't live through the surgery. You've given me a peace that I have not known, ever. There is good news to the story. He did live. And he became a member of the Missouri Synod congregation because that's where he heard the gospel. When we carry the cross and declare it to people who are in need, yes, there are those who reject, but there are those yet even today who will hear and believe. As we go forth today, as we realize who we are in God's great ministry plan, I pray that the Holy Spirit once again would grant to us that living faith which is centered in Him. In Jesus' name, dear friends, amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and minds that one true faith in Christ Jesus our Lord unto life everlasting. Amen.